with Excellence podcast featuring Dr. Brad Yates, superintendent of the Bluffton-Harrison Metropolitan School District in Bluffton, Indiana. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence. It reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader. Someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Dr. Brad Yates. Welcome, Brad.
Thank you. Thank you for having the time for me to spotlight a little bit of Bluffton-Harrison.
Absolutely. You are actually a graduate of Bluffton High School. Talk to me about your pathway from that time that you graduated from Bluffton to where you are now, sitting in that superintendent seat.
Yeah, it's wonderful to serve in my home community. Back in high school, I had quite a few mentors that impacted me to look at public education and service. I had the opportunity to go to Ball State and earn my undergrad.
Chirp, chirp.
And right. then come back and do my student teaching at Bluffton. And again, had some great mentors in the classroom. Uh-huh. And thankfully, I had the opportunity to come back and be employed as a teacher. I was a business education teacher for middle school and high school during my teaching career.
In Bluffton.
And doing some hallway supervision at one point in time. Mm-hmm. And our superintendent, Mr. Barker, at the time, came by and kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, we have this opening in our central office. You may want to apply."
Huh.
And being a younger person, I went, why did that guy stop and ask me that? But then as you kind of look back on those moments in time where people have had opportunities mm-hmm. to kind of nudge you in directions, that was a pivotal moment for me. And I'm forever grateful for that opportunity.
That'd be Wayne Barker, Northwest Allen School Superintendent currently, former Indiana Superintendent of the Year. Do you have others in your career that you felt like I wanted to lead just like that person?
Yeah. Mr. Steve Baker just retired.
Yes.
This past school year, and a longtime principal at Bluffton High School.
Very active in the state.
Very active, but also very, very intentional about his relationships with other people.
Mm.
So that part of him I observed many a time,
mm-hmm.
and just I wanted to emulate that as best I could because he's a man of connection. He's mm-hmm. a man of relationships. Mm-hmm. I still meet with him regularly just to connect, because he's a good man and helps keep me on the straight and narrow and guiding me as I kind of look forward
sure.
to my career as well.
We need those people.
Very much so.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that, because you have these relationships that are tied to your education, but also finding a way to just kind of get away and to unplug and recharge your batteries. What does Brad do when Brad wants to just relax?
Well, I try to find some time to myself. I know that sounds a little odd being, want to be in public education and relationships, but there is time you just need to recharge.
Yeah.
So I try to find that, that daily time for me to just have some time to myself, whether it be go for a quick run mm-hmm. or just, some entertainment reading.
Yes.
But also just my family. I've got four children and a beautiful bride. Just recently, we took a long weekend and went out to Phoenix to do some hiking.
Oh, wow.
Just her and I. It was a wonderful time. She got introduced to a cactus that she didn't want to get introduced to, but it was still a great time for us. So just finding those small moments so we can connect and kind of, center ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's trying to be intentional with that way.
Do your children attend Bluffton schools?
They do. I have, like I said, I have four. One is a graduate. She's now at Purdue studying pre-pharmacy. That is right. She's finishing her first year there. And then I've got a junior, a freshman, and a seventh grader all in Bluffton schools.
So when you are walking through your schools, sometimes you're dad, sometimes you're the superintendent. How do you balance those two roles?
I try to be consistent mm-hmm. as best I possibly can, and it kind of depends on my own children, too. My daughter, my junior, she will find me, hug me, say hi, and share her love with me in the hallway without any kind of feeling of embarrassment.
Uh-huh.
My freshman son is not quite the same way.
Not there yet.
We'll get maybe a head nod and a wave from 50, 45 feet mm-hmm. away, and his day's going to keep moving on. about the same with my seventh grader.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of depends on the kid. But really, I was just speaking to a high school group this past week in a classroom about the role of educator. These are all pre-education interested individuals. And I said, you know, that in loco parentis, I take quite literally. So when I'm with students, I know it sounds a little corny, but I kind of see them all as my kids. Mm-hmm. And I want what's best for them in our hallways, in our classrooms, and in our schools.
Recently was actually talking with another superintendent on a podcast about being a parent and talking to other parents. We parent just like everyone else and make some parenting mistakes like everyone else. How do you help your children to navigate being in the same school district with their dad who's the boss?
Yeah, they've kind of grown up that way. Mm-hmm. This is my seventh year as a superintendent, but I've been in the central office since 2011. So not necessarily the superintendent, but still in that positional area for the district leadership. And so they've not known any different, but we've had multiple conversations about, you know, everybody's kind of taking a little extra care, taking a little extra eye on you. But my children are wonderful. They do amazing things, and I couldn't be more proud of them as a dad.
Mm. I would expect that there are probably still some employees that maybe were working when you were a student at Bluffton. How have you navigated that space as you've moved up through the chairs and now you are the big boss?
Try to maintain authentic relationships with them, honestly. My first year as superintendent, we had our end of year luncheon that we do every year to recognize our retirements. It was really special for me because my first grade teacher retired that year.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got to give her her plaque and give her a hug. And it was, you know, obviously full circle for me, to recognize her and her dedication. So it's just really trying to be authentic with our staff.
I would imagine that was a special moment for her too, to know that her first grader is now giving her certificate of retirement.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Talk a little bit about Bluffton. Where are you located? What kind of a district are you? What should our listeners know about Bluffton-Harrison?
We are the county seat of Wells County. Mm-hmm. We're Harrison Township, over 100 years history. During the consolidation phases, the leaders of Harrison Township at that time decided to not consolidate with other townships in Wells County. So we are Bluffton-Harrison.
Wow.
And we're about 1,700 students. We're located about 35 minutes south of Fort Wayne,
okay.
So northeast Indiana, close enough to Fort Wayne and also close enough to Muncie to kind of have both of those opportunities for our community. Like I said, we're kind of that small to mid-sized school. We've been growing over the last decade and a half or so, and district-wise, just under 1,800 students. And about 250 staff members. So we service at three different buildings, but we're all on one campus. So we're very near. I take that for granted often as a as a superintendent to be able to visit classrooms and to visit our schools to bounce between within about a 2-minute drive.
I was going to say, is your office pretty close to that campus as well?
Yes, we're all on the same kind of large city block.
Yes.
So we have the opportunity to do some connections between buildings a little more easily than having to travel across district to get from elementary to a middle school.
Brandon, Bluffton-Harrison, you believe that every moment matters in the educational journey of all students. And on your website, it talks a little bit about that being your foundation for your commitment to excellence and continuous improvement, encapsulating your key initiatives, which are achievement, integrity, and service. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, achievement, integrity, and service have been the core of our district since before I was superintendent. It's been probably almost two decades now where that's been the core elements that we try to push towards for success for our students. The concept of every moment matters kind of brings that down to obviously those individual opportunities that students have, that staff have for engagement and providing opportunities for students to excel, whether that be an achievement and finding opportunities for them to find initiative in our community and obviously to serve.
Mm-hmm.
So it sits at the core of what we do, and I think if you'd ask our staff as they walk down the hall, the moment they just had is just as important as the moment they're going to have next.
Mm-hmm.
And finding those moments to maximize kids' opportunities, whether it's kindergarten, preschool, all the way through to their graduating year, it just makes Bluffton very, very special.
As a leader, how do you culturalize that? How do you take those words that are written on paper and make that truly a way of operating, a way of looking at how we work with children and how we are engaged with our community?
Through my experience, and it's through our people, I've got great leaders around us inside our district. Our principals, sister principals do fabulous work. And then our teacher leaders, even our new teachers come in with great ideas and just trying to harvest all that out of them to pour back into our community. And knowing that that next moment can be the moment. We always talk about the moment that made us interested in mm-hmm. education or interested in whatever field of study that one goes into. And it all comes back to, well, I remember I was in class X with teacher Y, yeah. and this moment happened. And that's powerful. The challenge that we have in public education often is we don't hear about those moments mm-hmm. until a couple decades later mm-hmm. when someone visits or you get a random letter or a card in the mail
yeah.
saying thank you for. And maybe to that teacher it was a blip on the radar and they never really realized it was even so impactful to that individual
yes.
Until that moment when they opened that envelope. And those are special things. And it's very rewarding and unique in public education.
It does, and it really speaks to why teachers are doing what they're doing, and it really gives their career that meaning that they went into. You mentioned going to Ball State to become an educator. Was there ever a time you wanted to do something different or wanted to be something different?
Yeah, I would say even when I went to Ball State, it was, do I really want to do this teacher thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty analytical in the way I assess a problem. I'm prone to a T-chart, the pros and cons on any kind of item. So when I went to Ball State, I was looking at the teaching profession, but also if I don't fit in that profession, what's another kind of option?
Mm-hmm.
So I went into business education thinking, okay, I can at least get some core understanding of some business elements. And if the education thing doesn't fit me very well, then I can kind of fall back into a business administration.
Mm.
I was interested in accounting, but not so much that I didn't want to be able to interact with people.
Mm-hmm.
So the intersection of business and education or teaching really fit well for me
mm-hmm.
to engage in those business concepts and aspects, yeah. but also have those opportunities to interact with other people.
And sometimes people forget that the superintendent is the CEO of the school district and running one of the largest operations in the community with the most employees, the most miles, serving the most meals. How do you as superintendent work with your business community to enhance opportunities, not only for your students, but also for your staff?
Yeah, we try to meet in the middle, honestly. So they have needs. We need to produce quality graduates
mm-hmm.
who are going to either go into the secondary education to get trained up and ready to go for work for careers, to go straight into the military or go straight into the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And we want them to be ready to go when they cross our stage, to cross into their their HR rooms to get into their employment. So it's really trying to fit those molds that they have for their businesses. And the same side is ways they can help us ensure that they're getting those quality individuals coming out of the high school.
You mentioned you like to read for pleasure to kind of de-escalate, to fill your bucket. Is there a particular book that you have recently read or are reading now that it resonated with you?
I'll do the fun reading first. I can be kind of nerdy when it comes to those things, but I'll reread probably as summer hits the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yeah,
that's a nice little. I can pick it up any spot in the story and just and get right back into it. But from a kind of a leadership side, I would say Greg McCown's Essentialism is a book that I go back to and kind of reference at different points in time to try to keep the main thing the main thing, because there's so much activity happening in our world to kind of focus in on what's the most important and not get caught up in kind of those other smaller multitude of things that can happen that kind of weigh us down at different points in time.
I know our time's getting short. Two questions that I want to wrap us up with. When you think about the future of Bluffton-Harrison, you think about the opportunities for your students and looking at where you are headed as a district, what excites you the most as you look to the next 5-7 years?
I would say the thing that excites me the most is the continued opportunities that we're creating for students.
Hmm.
Right now, we're just now looking at adding in an infant toddler child care program for our employees, and those will be our youngest students.
Yes,
right?
That's
so
right.
We'll be bringing them in at the early age of 6 months old or so, and then watch them grow all the way through to be seniors.
Wow.
But then also we're doing some really neat things in our preschool program for experiential preschools. So we'll have our third room coming up soon. But all the way through to the top end in the areas we've tried to focus in on career and technical education
mm-hmm.
and in pre-college work for students. So just continue to watch our staff and teachers continue to grow
mm-hmm.
in their craft, but then also our administration to lead forward for our students.
Yeah. Last question. Our podcast is called Leading with Excellence. It's the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents Leading with Excellence podcast. When you think about that, when you think about for you personally and in public education, what does it mean to lead with excellence?
For me, I would say I'll do twofold. One is inside my own district to try to be that example, that light for our staff, for our students, for them to be able to have those, again, opportunities kind of been the key word of the conversation, but opportunity to find their potential and to excel.
Yeah.
But secondarily, I would say leading with excellence outside of my district is ensuring there's opportunities and connections with colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
And I know IAPSS does a wonderful job of providing those connections. And that would be my main message to my colleagues out there is find those moments to connect with other superintendents because you're going to learn so much from one another.
Achievement, integrity, and service. Brad, thanks for being my guest.
Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Dr. Brad Yates, superintendent of the Bluffton-Harrison Metropolitan School District in Bluffton, Indiana. Brad's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.